Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We were going to prepare and be ready to go, whether you pick us or you don't pick us.
I don't trust this New England Patriots team
because the Chargers are better.
Well, we see it. You know, we see, you know, our quarterback's too old.
Quarterback, he is the worst.
He doesn't even look. He knows it's open.
We're not good enough on defense.
Patriots have a veteran, smart, but slow defense.
And sacked by Trey Flowers. What a game.
Edelman clearly doesn't look the same.
Julian Edelman, dazzling all day long.
He's not considered a top five quarterback in the league anymore. I was right. No one wants to admit it.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
Monday, January 14th. It's great to be working on a Monday. Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And trying to take my life away.
That Brady thing is so cool. Is that 50 Cent?
It's 50 Cent, you know, yeah. Because he's a rapper who was actually at one of the games.
Yeah, he's great.
They're like, it's like, I'll choose you because you're the guy in front of me.
So great. So that is the idea.
Brady just busted out the best of 2002 playlist.
Yeah. So Brady's like, he's super psyched. Everyone hates him. But what they've done is they've put money into Max Kellerman's pocket. And, I mean, if you think that the idea that people are shamed in sports talk radio or sports media by being wrong, I will tell you that that is not the case in any way, shape, or form. People want to be recognized. And when a team is using you as motivation, that's essentially a gift card to Rolex.
Oh, sure. And so yesterday, Max Kellerman must have just been, like, flipping out. I mean, yeah. covered himself in peanut butter, running around nude, because he saw that the Patriots made that video that I just played there, where, by the way, Tom Brady says, you know, everyone thinks we suck, and the only example they use is of that show, is of, like, Max Kellerman. Like, it's not like everybody says that they suck. But Max Kellerman, however, has made basically a career out of saying that Tom Brady is going to fall off a cliff and that he's the worst and that, you know, he's not a top five quarterback in this league. So I was talking to Fred yesterday and I'm like, oh my God, now that he has gotten this pop and all of these, like, he's getting tweets, you know, hey, Kellerman, what do you think now? Brady called you out. Yeah. I'm like, dude, he is going to turn into super Kellerman.
Of course.
Like, he's just going to take all of the things he's been saying and just blow them up 1,000 times.
Yeah, play the hits.
You play the hits, but you do it. This is like jumbo size.
Yeah.
He was fun size. Now he's super size. All right? He's got full on mega Kellerman. And so yesterday, I'm like, you know what I want to do? I'm going to watch it. I want to find it. And you know what? They got me. Because I wanted to see just how over the top Max Kellerman's going to try to make it now. So here he is, sitting down with Stephen A. Smith, who for some weird reason was wearing a cowboy hat and holding an unlit cigar.
Oh, there's a story behind that.
I saw that. He got a phone call from Shaq.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
But why was he wearing it when he got the phone call from Shaq?
He's talking about the Dallas Cowboys, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know what the cigar was about, but
okay.
That's what the hat was about.
He got pranked in quotations by Shaquille O'Neal, and
right.
It has something to do with that.
But he was wearing the hat and the cigar when he was pranked.
I don't know, man.
All I know is that it's one thing for you, like, lose a bet, so you got to do it. But he was, like, putting the cigar in his mouth as in, like, fake chewing it and, like, pulling it out as if he was, like, smoking it. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like what Will Smith, one of the worst lines in rap history.
Cuban cigars, I don't light them, just for the look.
Yeah, Cuban cigar, don't light it, it's for the look. Wow, that's pretty cool. You spent all that money in a Cuban cigar, so you won't light it?
You can knock the song Miami all you want. Don't knock Summertime. That's a decent song.
No, Summertime is a good song.
I do like that song.
All right, here is Max Kellerman.
Are you ready to admit that you're wrong about Tom Brady?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Tom Brady was excellent, of course. He didn't do anything wrong. But a lot of guys could have thrown to receivers who every receiver was open for, like, by 10 yards. He threw into zero tight windows. He faced zero pressure. Tom Brady was dead last against the blitz this year. In the NFL, among starting quarterbacks, he was awful against the blitz. So what did Lynn scheme up there on the other side? No blitzing, no pressure at all. And he just picked apart the zone, and they never made an adjustment. So, like, was he in the MVP conversation this year? No. Was he the last several years? Yes, that's clearly a fall off. And in this game, I cannot judge. I thought the Chargers would win. Absolutely. But it's not like I watched and thought, oh, my God, Brady is amazing. Because they're in the AFC East where they never face another quarterback. That's all throughout Brady's career. They all.
Sammy D.
Yeah, you can't forget
Chad
about Sammy
Pennington,
D.
baby. Chad Pennington.
Pennington.
Seriously, he might be the best quarterback he's faced.
Sanchez.
No.
Don't forget about the Sanchez.
No. Sammy D.
No.
Come on.
They always wind up in the playoffs in a situation where all they have to do to get to the AFC championship game is win a single home game off a bye. They did that again when Bill Belichick has an extra week to prepare for a weaker opponent than he'll face later on.
Anyway, this is a debate show, which means that it's the both of us, and I want America to know that I refuse to entertain the discussion about Tom Brady and the cliff. I don't waste my time with that. I'm done with Max on that. Let him talk. He's talking to America. He's not talking to me. I'm not even listening to it.
I just wear cowboy hats and pretend I'm chewing on the cigar right here.
Steven. Speak really loud.
Steven, I don't like that attitude. I need to hear you debate.
That's right. Please, don't deprive us of your debating.
Please, you're so fed up with that take. Please.
How can you stop. Do that? And he keeps talking about how there's, like, you know, no talented quarterbacks in the AFC East. And to that I say, now you've got the secret mix. You've figured out the special sauce that's going to make Sammy D a massive success with the Jets, that being Adam Gase, who just got killed yesterday on all the tabloids as far as his weird eyes and rolling his head around. So Adam Gase was on the Michael Kay show, and Michael Kay asked him, Adam Gase, about, dude, you realize that, like, you're all over the internet with these crazy eyes, and here's what Adam Gase had to say.
I'll just let you know, I don't have Twitter.
You don't have Instagram.
You'll never will be. I don't look at the internet.
Okay.
I don't really watch TV. I watch movies.
Okay.
So here's the thing. The only time I get to know it, I know anything is if somebody tells me. So it's always fun when somebody's like, man, they're killing you.
I wouldn't know, but thanks.
And then he shot a laser beam right out of his eyes and right into the throat of Michael Kay.
I don't like when people say they don't look at the internet. You're an NFL coach. You got to look at the internet. I mean, you just refuse to look. Like,
it's too busy, man.
Aren't there things on the internet that you would need?
Yes. Yes, he's lying. Of course.
Well, I don't think he's lying about social media.
He looks at the internet. Can we agree on that at least?
Yes.
Obviously. Probably doesn't have a Twitter account, doesn't check out Facebook. I get all that.
You're telling me after being in New York City and the head coach, being announced as the head coach of the New York Jets, that 24 hours later, you had no idea that people were mocking you.
No, of course.
You walk by. Right. I mean, if you're in the city, you walk by a newsstand and your face is on there all bug-eyed. Well, they got Greg Williams as their defensive coordinator, so now they can't lose.
Okay, Greg Williams, the guy who bragged that there was a bunch of teams that would have hired him basically sight unseen, that he wouldn't have to even interview for the head coaching position. This story just literally 3 minutes ago came across from Pro Football Talk. Reports, Washington was interested in Greg Williams. I wonder who leaked that story to him. Everyone wanted Greg Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Greg Williams might not be overly focused on his defensive coordinator duties once he's tasted the sweet, sweet fruits of head coaching. So, yeah. I'm a little more comfortable with Gase now that I've had a day to sit with his crazy eyes.
Are you in? Now, are you back in now?
I mean, how much worse can it get?
I think that's actually, you know, like the Patriots logo right now is, what is it? Every day you need more or whatever the new thing is. That should be the Jets' new one. Adam How much Gase. Worse can it get?
Adam Gase, I can see the headline now. He's got to be better than the last guy.
Yeah. Right. It's hashtag all we got with the Patriots and the Jets. It's hashtag how can it get any worse?
He works with quarterbacks. All he has to do is not ruin
That's the trend.
Sam Darnold.
That's the trend.
There's no trend.
Hiring around the league. You get a guy that can work well with your starting quarterback.
If your starting quarterback is worth a damn and is young,
then he'd be the guy.
I mean, that's really his only job. And then Greg Williams can take that defense and turn it into a monster with their one player.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be back, and we will have so much for you.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The Patriots head into Kansas City, where Rich said there's a howling moon wolf. Things that situation happening.
Let me make sure I get the exact name of it because I saw it a billion times yesterday. It is the Super Blood Wolf Moon.
That's going to affect the tides,
yes,
which will affect the gravity.
Yes, will also affect the Hercosurus from the Necronomicon, who shall attack thy field because it has a thirst for paladin blood.
Is the Necronomicon like the Satanic Bible?
Yes, it is, made out of the flesh of a thousand sinners.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know all about Satan.
Klaatu, Vrata, Nektu. Those are the correct words to release the evil.
I see.
Well, yeah. Why'd you say it?
Oh, no.
Now we're in deep yogurt.
Here they come, the Super Blood Wolf Moon. The prophecies have become true.
That was so funny about when we were kids, is that like people were so afraid of like satanic music. Like, what's going to happen?
Right. Like, is the room going to start spinning? Yeah,
exactly. Like, so what? Your kid's a nerd. Like, I mean, really, what's the aside from that?
Did I tell you that they handed out a book? Okay, you have to understand. I went to a high school that essentially, if you would have seen it now, you would have been you wouldn't have believed how they got away with this being essentially a church school. It was a very, like, they took us out of class once a week to go to an hour and a half assembly where they just sang songs about church, and they tried to save us. And I remember one time, like, they have you, like, come up to the front where they were going to save you. Remember, this is a public school. They brought you up to the front to try to save you, and all my friends started going up when I was a freshman. I had no idea what was happening. So I was like, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Wait, at public school?
Whoa. Oh, Fred, yes. I never told you about this?
No.
You probably
I would have remembered this.
You probably have, but I don't recall, like, that they literally did a religious
service. Oh, yeah.
So if you were Jewish, what happened?
Well, they go to me and goes, would you like to accept him as your Savior? And I forget what I said. Well, I'm Catholic. And they're like, rrr. It's like,
because they were all Baptist.
Yeah, I've kind of been this way. Yeah, and like there was this thing that they had there that was the FCA, and if you weren't a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, like you were like outcast.
Oh,
like
good.
No one would talk to you. And then, you know, so everyone would go to these parties after school and just like, you know, crush beers and like drive drunk and wear their FCA shirts. But that was just that was the thing at this school. But what they did was they handed out this pamphlet. It wasn't a pamphlet, it was like a mini book. At the beginning of the school year, about beware of demonic and music that would drive you to suicide. And one of the things they quoted in it was Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, and I think it was I Want a New Drug,
of course,
that they thought was a satanic message.
Well, the idea that they did a lot of research is funny because, like, they had the Kiss. Like when they were
Knights in Satan's Service.
Yeah, right. Like listen to one song. Everything's a metaphor for having sex.
Yeah, every single one.
I mean, if you want to say that they have creepy stuff like Christine 16.
Oh, like Going Blind. Yeah. Like really, you know.
I'm 9 to 3. You're 16.
I think he said 15.
I think he might say 13. 93, you're 13. I think he says 93, you're 13.
Yeah, I mean, there's some creepy stuff that way.
Yeah, but there was nothing. But, I mean, just take, like, what do you think? Ladies' Room is really satanic?
Oh, yeah. They put like wasp in there. We are sexually perverted. Was what they
made. Blackie Lawless throwing raw meat in the crowd.
I just want to go, who listens to Wasp?
Yeah, that was one of the bands. It's one of the bands that you went, oh, wow, Hit Parader really likes them.
But it's true. And that's the weird thing about that area. And you might see a little bit if you go down to the Super Bowl, too. There was that part of it. And then on the other side of town, as I said, there was Wildman's. Wildman Dentmeyer Surplus Store. Once again, if you doubt me for a second, because it sounds like it's fake, just Google it. It is real. And if it opened in Lowell or if it opened in Worcester, it would be national news. It is right in the middle of the idyllic downtown, this pretty little downtown of Kennesaw, Georgia, where if when you go in, this is a place that sells Klan robes. And the guy there walks around.
Lawn jockeys.
He looks like Yosemite Sam, and he carries two like pistols on his side and takes a picture of every black person that comes into the store and puts it behind him and tags it up there. I mean, you will not believe that this place even exists. And I tell friends about it, like, dude, whatever. And I just immediately pop out the phone, Google images, boing, and they're like, how is this real?
So if we go to Joe winds up going to the Super Bowl, I'm assuming there's going to be a road trip. Are you going to take me out there?
Dude,
I
don't even like driving past that place. Like, it just feels like the home of evil. And it's like right next to this really pretty like train station where they have like a cafe, and next to it's where these old ladies have been, like, made doilies and sell them. And then
they shot Larry Flint. If you want to go somewhere, you go to Kennesaw just to see where they shot Larry Flint.
Okay.
Is that really where they shot Larry Flint?
I got shot in the back. Okay. That's why he's paralyzed.
But I didn't know it was in Kennesaw.
Oh, yeah, it was in Kennesaw. He was up on obscenity charges, and he went out to Kennesaw, and some guy shot him.
Oh. All right.
Right in the back.
So you got that to look forward to if you go down to Atlanta. Which is good. Yeah.
They have a big shrine to Larry Flint. It's this massive statue of him. You know, I was the first to show. They didn't have the guts.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So anyway, there is the blood howling moon,
and then
and then there's a lot of talk about this weather. And Zolak was saying before his show yesterday that Mahomes throws the ball too hard, and that's not good for those temperatures, and that it's going to all come down to the run game, and the Kansas City's not very good against the run. But again, it's in Arrowhead, which I think, you know, is a mitigating thing. I think that pretty much evens anything that the Patriots might have in terms of the elements, evens that out. And then can you imagine if it's that cold, the condition the crowd's going to be in?
I just can't get around the fact that the Patriots are so god-awful on the road during the season. And I understand the playoffs are different, and they sure look good last week, but I don't think last week has anything to do with this week at all.
Well, Kansas City will adjust. That they'll do.
Sure. Because
they run a million different defenses. Their offense, obviously, Andy Reid's not going to – listen, Andy Reid might mismanage the clock in the last 2 minutes of the game, and they might puke it up at the end of the game. But in terms of exotic offenses, and they're not – stale on defense. They're not like the Chargers who just sit in one defense and say, this is what we do.
Speaking of Andy Reid, you know what has resurfaced? It's amazingly ugly head over the last week because of the Chiefs and all their success is that awesome video of Andy Reid when he was like 13 years old in the punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah, right.
If you have not seen this picture, Andy Reid when he was 12, or at video. Or picture, Andy Reid when he was 12, was a certified giant.
Yeah, YouTube it. It'll take you 3 seconds to find.
I'll tweet it out.
Okay.
There is the video of him, and I'm not exaggerating. He's in a line waiting to do his next skills competition, and the kids behind him's head are just above his waistline.
Yeah, and it's not that he's just tall. It's that he's exceptionally huge.
It looks like some guy wandered out of the stands and stood in line.
Right, it looks like there's like a 40-year-old like hillbilly, like some giant Paul Bunyan dude. And like behind him is like, you know, kids who are wearing the Ninja Turtle pajamas.
But he's not a particularly tall guy now, right?
No. Obviously, he finished just growing when he was 13.
Yeah.
And everyone else caught up.
Yeah. He stayed wide.
Yes, but I mean, he shot up like a foot in 2 years, and at the age of 13, he stopped.
Can you imagine being that big when you were a kid? Like, how just weird and almost humiliating, especially like when you're going through that age where you just, you're everyone, like middle school, just being the Paul Bunyan of the school.
You told us yesterday that you had a 15-year-old cousin who was 6'10", and I said, that's got to be hell.
I do. Yeah. He's 6'10", he's 15.
That's got to suck.
And I guess he's pretty good at basketball, too. He's actually really good. But, no surprise, he's always had a little bit of a head up on everyone, not trying to be a pun, but... his whole life he's had people ask for his birth certificate.
Just in general, like socially and with girls, that's got to suck.
But being tall is one thing. Being tall and a monster like Andy Reid was has got to be the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Saul, go ahead.
Hey, Saul, Hello? What's up, man? Hey.
All right, I just trying to verify that in Kennesaw, Georgia, there's absolutely a store that sells Klan robes.
Yep.
I was there a few weeks ago. I was in Acworth, and outside of water moccasins and Klan robes, there ain't much over there except for a Smith Mall with the Shoney's.
Yep, it's like right down the street from Acworth. And just to kind of put in perspective the type of place I grew up, the new Footloose was filmed there.
Oh, jeez.
So,
all right, again.
All right, see you, man. No, we did not have tractor races. We didn't do anything like that.
No, that was too crazy.
No, nothing like that.
John, if you want to ride up to Kennesaw, then...
No,
have fun.
I have no interest. I just, the way Rich has described it many times, I thought we might all go.
If we go there, I don't want to go to that place, but I might go up there and like do a little bit of like Cribs and, some of the old places that I used to, because that's not the only warped place that's up there.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's like Twin Peaks, man.
If I had to do appearances in Kennesaw, it's like such a pain in the ass to get to.
And, right. And you know what? Like there's parts of it that are just beautiful.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes north of the city.
And
right?
There's like some really good people, but then you just like, as I said, you're feeling good and you're listening to like a little, Tim McGraw on the radio and just, oh, country town. And oh, here's the home of evil.
It's just such a pain in the ass to get to.
Yeah,
you're not gonna want to go there. There's plenty to do in the city. You don't need to go 45 minutes north, because then you'll go, oh, there's the Raises place, and then you'll go, what now? And there's not going to be a lot more to do. We will return the Pats. They were mic'd up, I hear, Rich.
Yeah, they're mic'd up a little bit. Yeah, this past game.
So we'll hear that. Here are the headlines.
98.5, Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The New England Patriots take on the Kansas City Chiefs on the road to Sunday evening. You'll be able to hear the pre and post game here on the station, as well as the game on your home for Patriots football. Imagine they'll do fairly well in terms of viewership.
Oh, yes. Seeing that the last one absolutely destroyed. It was like 1.5 million people in just Boston alone. Watch that. It's the highest ratings of the year. It's one of the highest rated divisional rounds, I think, in the history of their network. I mean, it's ridiculous how well the Patriots have done even this season.
Plus, the game sucked. So to hold on to an audience like that is impressive.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny. Anytime there's a game that's a blowout, you usually see a little bit of disappointment because they average it together. I mean, because who in the fourth quarter wasn't like either looking at their watch or was thinking, flipping around? I know you said Anchorman was calling your name.
Yeah, Anchorman was like on HBO.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I was nervous about anyone getting hurt. That might have been the reason that I was so locked into the fourth quarter.
You can read it.
Sure.
If anyone gets hurt, they show highlights.
But honestly, isn't that one of the main reasons that as a fan, you're still watching that game is because you're just like, okay, just don't get hurt. Like no major player, because then it's going to be about, oh, why was the person in? Why did they play? That's one of the main reasons I stuck around. But that fourth quarter felt like it took forever to finish.
It did take forever. Because the Chargers played like they were still in the game.
Yeah, Ked Rivers kept throwing on every down and throwing a lot of incompletions and then taking time to yell at his offensive linemen and the referees, delaying gameplay even more. It's a lot of fun.
I guess getting to watch Phillip Rivers pull a nutty over and over again might have been a little bit worth the price of admission.
Watch Phillip Rivers every game he plays. He does the same thing.
You know,
he throws fits every game he plays.
He's the John Lackey of his profession.
He is indeed.
That's it. Great comparison. The way John Lackey would look at his own outfielders and like, oh, with a demise. He does it with his linemen.
Peyton Manning, you know, Manning face, you know, how he twitches his hands. Like, he should have gone that way, you know. It was Rivers.
It was the highest divisional playoff rating in 6 years and the best rating of the season across all programming. It averaged 1.8 million viewers, which is absolutely absurd. A 76 market share, which means 76% of the televisions that were on at that time were watching that. They were not watching Staten Island Kings or whatever.
Which
that
we will have all the audio.
Which I hadn't even heard about. O'clock. Okay. I had not even heard of that show until you guys mentioned it.
It's like Everett Kings.
Oh, really?
The Kings of Everett.
Okay.
Very similar. Staten Island and Everett.
They just need to make that show the King. Do you remember they made that awful show, Selfie Rules? That was like so scripted and so fake. Just follow Bird around, man. You got yourself a show.
Well, Southie has got such personality now. It's if you can afford a 500-square-foot apartment for $1 million.
Right, Southie Rules. It's all these, like, hedge fund people.
Yeah.
Following them around. Let's go to Sullivan's. Let's slum it a little bit.
All right. So the Patriots were mic'd up against the Chargers.
Yeah, I think you have a little bit of Devin McCourty right here before the game getting his team.
I do not.
You do not have Devin McCourty right there. Do I have Devin McCourty? I have it. Okay, I have it on my screen. Okay. So Devin McCourty is before the game getting getting his guys, the defense, all pumped up.
They said we'll always be here. We'll always be in the playoffs. We don't know that. Take advantage today, fellas. Be grateful. I love y'all boys. I want to work next week. Let's work next week. Start today. Dominate, fellas. Dominate on three.
And what's funny is immediately afterwards, they showed Gronkowski leading the tight end chant with the other two guys. And he goes, tight ends, we fight. We're tight ends. Go.
There's a lot of mixed messages because McCourty says they expect us to be here every year. We don't know that. But then immediately after the game,
everyone thinks we suck.
Not only that, it's the screaming, the almost nearly incoherent screaming. You know, you're watching McCourty, and he's throwing a nutty there, well, and you're listen, like, oh, boy, all right.
Everyone's popped the thing under their nose. They're all having a good time.
Well, okay? The best is somebody sent me this picture. I don't even know what channel it is because you can't tell, but they aired one of the entire interviews with Matthew Slater, and underneath it says Dante Hightower, Patriots linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's the highest tower?
What is that?
Made by the Egyptians?
Okay, I'm not quite sure, Matthew Slater. I'm sure you're going to tell me because you know all things science and technology.
Well, it's for me to know and you to find out. I'm not here to just tell you everything. It's the Sphinx.
Okay. I'm going to tell you.
It's tower.
I appreciate
that.
Think about the architecture, the primitive architecture to get that done. It makes the mind boggle.
It does. I know that you're a huge fan of all things Boggle. You spend the time.
You know how there's that crazy moon? I wonder if Slater's going to be on the sidelines with a telescope.
Let me know when there's a kickoff.
I'll be watching.
I'll be watching the Wolf Moon.
The Three Wolf Moon. I have a shirt that.
Hey, okay, guys. Make with the long drive.
That'd be great. I mean, he could do it. I mean, how long is he on the field a game?
Like
3 minutes?
Total? Yeah, probably 3 minutes.
Yeah, like, that's if they punt.
But not 3 minutes of action. He's probably on the field for about 5 minutes, but four of it standing there.
Right.
So
plenty of time to look up, check things out.
You can see him finally seeing it through his binoculars and saying,
ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
Yeah, he's mic'd up and he's like,
hot dog, oh my goodness, look at that moon.
My allergies start acting up a little bit.
He's actually crying with joy.
Seasonal allergies.
We're under a polar vortex. Oh, the vortex created by overwhelming temperatures. Here we all are. Let me know when there's a kickoff. Here I gaze into the solar system. Look at that moon. Come over here, McCourty. Use your mind and imagination to see what we're surrounded by. The Milky Way and that ladle thing. all up in the sky.
The Big Dipper, that ladle thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Big Dipper.
By the way, where can I get that t-shirt you just showed me? Somebody amazing made a t-shirt.
Yeah, someone on Instagram.
That I would wear all the time. Yeah. It is a picture of RKK on it, and it says...
Does this ever get old? Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right?
And it says that on the shirt with him like doing a thumbs up, right?
No, him pointing. Like, I think it's like him, like when he was talking about it.
Okay, I want that shirt. And it says, have you ever not, how does it?
Font Guy's Apparel.
Okay. And does it say, you ever not like having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? Do you like it, right?
It says, do you ever not like having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? Do you like it, right? In big letters.
They fit the entire quote, and they didn't misquote him. It's a hot grilled hot dog.
Yeah.
Sliced.
You like having a
I like it, right?
Grilled hot dog. I prefer them frozen.
I want that shirt.
Yeah, I'd wear it.
Okay.
And I don't even care for the Patriots if I wear it. All right. What else? Is there anything else?
Julian Edelman was on the field, and he was running around, and here's what he had to say.
I'm not that tall. I like how you play too, bro. I'm a fan of you, coach. I'm a fan of you.
My God, he was so good that game. I mean, he was, and that's the other thing too, is that it was week six that the Patriots played the Chiefs last time. So he was only 2 weeks back at that point. And you got to think there was probably some still some rust at the time. I mean, he could not have looked better.
Well, going into this game, they're going to need him. He was also incredibly wide open. I mean, he was wide open the entire game. If that happens 2 weeks in a row, the Patriots should start playing the lottery.
Well, wide open. And I think some of that also had to do with him.
I think that they had figured out what San Diego, before the game, they knew exactly what San Diego was going to do, and San Diego did it, and they didn't do anything to change, and they found holes in that zone, and there you go.
Wow.
I mean, Edelman had a great statistical game, but he was open, very open all the time.
I wonder if there are any teams out there saying, boy, we sure could use a coach that can coordinate an offense like that.
Well, yeah. They cracked the code over 2 weeks.
I mean, I after seeing that Adam Gase press conference and just seeing like what's going on with the Browns and that Freddie Kitchens kick ass dude and all of his numbers that he's quoting out there, I'm sure there's some teams that are going,
no, I disagree.
Maybe we should have taken a chance.
No, I disagree. I disagree with that. I think everyone knew Josh McDaniels was sitting there, and yet they hired younger, more inexperienced people to be head coaches. Well, basically the same background. You know, but Josh McDaniels fits exactly what NFL teams are looking for. Guys who succeed with quarterbacks.
Oh, did you hear about the Colts, what they ended up doing this just a couple days ago? Big surprise, because what part of the Colts were most people praising this season outside of Andrew Luck? It would be their offensive line.
Yeah.
And they were saying the offensive line was one of the best in the league. You know, they fired the offensive line coach because he was one of McDaniel's guys.
Right. He was the head coach. He was the guy who was the offensive line coach here the year Skarnecchia took off.
Yep. So they ended up getting rid of him despite his success because he's not a Frank Reich guy. Yeah. He is a Josh McDaniels guy.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. So
not McDaniels, when they're playing that well, man.
No. If you're a head coach, you want your own guy.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And then, again, that's McDaniels screwing with people. Yeah. The thing about McDaniels is that I can find younger guys that are quarterback gurus that have worked with young quarterbacks.
But I mean, that's just it. That's the even bigger slap in the face because the wisdom of hiring over to take a look at most of the new hires. Fangio doesn't fit into this, but and Gase does. I mean, you have a handful of young guys with no head coaching experience that. Their only superlative is they were good with the quarterbacks they got hired to, or they have experience working with quarterbacks and making them better.
Right.
That's Josh McDaniels. He's worked with a quarterback. Didn't necessarily make him better.
No, he didn't. Because every offensive coordinator they had has had Tom Brady.
No, I understand. I was about to say he didn't make Brady better, but he's worked with a great quarterback. You'd figure some of that would rub off on a young quarterback you hire him
for.
We
also just said that the reason that Edelman was open was because, you know, that they were able to scheme around and figure it out.
If you gave someone 2 weeks to figure out a defense, and then the defense didn't make any adjustments. I mean, I'm not going to say this is like the world's greatest coaching performance.
No, but your point at the beginning of this conversation was, aren't people looking back on it saying, damn, we should have hired Josh McDaniels because of his performance? And my opinion is no.
I think it's because of his performance because of the initial press conferences that have happened over the last couple of
years. I don't think anybody's looking back.
Yeah. Adam Gase was disturbing.
Yes, Kitchens wasn't disturbing. Bad either. Kitchens like, I know I'm not the popular choice and I just don't give a
crap. Then he started going, you know, I and team and then I and then 5 and 15 and then 16. Right. He started sounding like Ray Lewis after a bit.
I know. McDaniels has no experience developing a quarterback. I mean, he had Tim Tebow. And I think Gase on his staff when he had Tebow?
In Denver?
Yeah.
Gase was a coordinator when Manning was there.
He was because a lot of people are giving him credit for him being able to pull off what he was able to do that season.
He worked with Manning when Manning had the best year of his career, which you can say maybe that didn't matter. And then he worked with Tebow. McDaniels has no experience dealing with a young quarterback. If I had a young franchise quarterback, I don't think that I'd want
him. Yeah, Gase worked with Tebow during that big playoff run.
Yeah.
And that Steelers game. So
he taught him how to run.
Well, he taught him how to complete one amazing pass. That whole game, Tebow would suck. And then at the end of the game, there would be just this miracle play. Hallelujah. And he would end up making it all the way to here where he got stomped. I mean, that Steelers game, remember the Bears game that year? That Broncos team became must-see television when Tebow was quarterback.
Right up until he showed up here. And then Patriots he just blew him out by five touchdowns. Yeah.
Okay, we will return. Coming up, we have a new show on MTV that is follows the life of young sons of criminals in Staten Island. And apparently they come off really well.
Rich 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich.
We have a call you need to take at the bottom, Fred.
Okay.
Happy birthday!
Oh, hey, children. Hello.
Hi.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you.
Go, Daddy. It's your birthday. Go, Daddy. It's your birthday. Go, Daddy. It's your birthday.
You guys are up to date on the latest hip hop. So what are you? What am I going to get a big present today?
I don't know that.
I don't know. Mommy and Zoe have to tell me what they got you.
Well, why don't you get me anything?
He's too lazy.
Okay. Hey.
What?
I'm making you something.
I know. But I both made him. I made you something.
You made me something? Mm-hmm. Is it like the Jersey Shore shirt you got me for Christmas?
No.
You know that situation went to jail yesterday.
Yeah.
Why? Again?
No.
Again.
For tax evasion. Zoe, who's your favorite person on the Jersey Shore?
Hold on. You guys threw it in her mouth. Go ahead. Say it.
J-Wow.
J-Wow.
J-Wow, why?
I just like her.
Okay. Milo?
Pauly D.
All right, Pauly D?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love both of you. I love all of you. Thank you so much for calling in. It's very special to me. Okay, bye-bye.
We have somebody online, too, as well, Fred.
Oh, well, this is my lucky day. Hello.
Happy birthday, Fred. Zolak.
Thank you, Scott.
And Situation's my favorite. I like to work out, like tan, I like to go to the beach.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's GTL. They don't show a lot of the GTL, but...
yeah, get the grenade horn, Jim Pierre-Lawson.
That's right. They have grenades. They have... there's a bunch of things for ugly chicks that they have on that show.
I gotta go to work.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know. The situation is facing a little bit of time. You're right.
Yep.
At least 8 months. Is that right?
It's 8 months. He got his hair cut. He played basketball with Vinny. Mm-hmm. And then he headed into prison.
Hmm. Oh, so he documented all this?
The prison that Cohen's going to, so I'm sure it's a really rough.
Sure.
A rough thing. I bonded with my daughter, but we've watched every single episode of The Jersey Shore. We watched every single episode of The Pauly D Experience.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're working on J-Well and Snooki.
I didn't even know the Pauly D Experience was a show.
Yeah, well, you're a poser. You're lost. But the big one. Is that we're not watching the first season of Snooki and J-Wa because Snooki's pregnant and can't drink.
Oh,
okay.
And that makes it boring.
Yeah.
You know? All right. When we come back, a show that's trying to be like The Jersey Shore, but it's failing miserably. It's called Made in Staten Island, where Vinny is from and Angelina. But it's called Made in Staten Island, and we will play you audio of that. No commercials here, just headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.